From Spark and Anvil and EffectsForge, this is Crunch in Chapter 1 of the EffectsForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Crunch is a small badger tween. She wears a soft denim apron, no lab coat. She has scuffed paws. Beside her, on a small workbench, sits a bin of weird objects. Coconut halves, dried corn husks, leather straps, a handful of gravel, a feather, a celery stalk.
Each item is labeled. The labels are not what the items are. The labels are what the items sound like in a movie. Coconut halves, horse hooves, dried corn husks, walking through autumn leaves, leather strap, a punch, celery stalk, breaking bones. Crunch is warm gray with soft white bands. She is deeply curious about everyday sounds. Her favorite saying, repeated quietly, is the load-bearing rule of Foley.
The sound is the sound. Trust the ear, not the source.
This is load-bearing. Crunch embodies the Foley sound primitive. Foley is the art of making movie sounds with everyday objects. Most novices think the sound of a footstep in a movie is the sound of an actor's shoe. It usually is not.
I am Crunch. The primitive I teach is Foley sound. The move is, the sound is the sound. Footsteps are not always shoes.
At the EffectsForge studio, a young sound designer is at the work table. They have been studying movie sound for a few weeks. They are confused about how movie sounds are made.
When I watch a movie, I hear footsteps. The character is walking. The footsteps match. How is that done?
Most of the time, the footsteps are not from the scene. The footsteps were made later by a Foley artist in a studio, walking on something that gives the right sound, not necessarily the surface the character is walking on.
But it sounds real.
It sounds right. That is not the same as real. The ear cares about whether the sound matches the picture. If the sound matches the picture, the ear believes it. If the sound matches the source, the actual surface, but does not match the picture, the ear does not believe it. Sound for picture is its own craft.
Crunch reaches into her bin. She pulls out the dried corn husks. She shows the student.
Listen, this is corn husks.
She crumples them in her paws, a dry, crackling sound, layered and crisp.
What does that sound like?
Walking through fallen leaves.
Yes, it sounds like walking through leaves. It is not leaves. It is corn husks. In a movie, the character is walking through autumn leaves on screen. The Foley artist is in his studio, crumpling corn husks at the right moments. The ear matches the sound to the picture. The ear believes the scene.
It works.
It works. The corn husks sound more like leaves than actual leaves do. Real leaves are quieter. Real leaves do not crackle as crisply. The Foley sound is the right sound. The real sound is the wrong sound. The ear knows which it wants.
Crunch pulls out the coconut halves. She holds one in each paw. She clops them on the workbench in a rhythmic pattern.
Horse hooves.
Horses sound like coconuts.
Horses sound like horses. But coconut halves on a hard surface sound a lot like horse hooves to the ear. In a movie, when a horse is galloping across a field, the Foley artist is clopping coconut halves in the studio. The ear believes it. The horse is moving. The hooves are landing. The picture and sound match.
So I look for the sound, not the source.
You look for the sound, not the source. What does the scene need to sound like? Now find anything that sounds like that. Cloth tearing? Maybe paper tearing sounds better. Punch landing? Maybe a leather strap on a side of meat sounds better. Or, gently, a leather strap on a pillow. Bones breaking? Maybe a celery stalk snapping sounds better.
She picks up the celery. She bends it. It snaps with a sharp, wet crunch.
That is the sound. It is not bones. It sounds like bones to the ear. Movies use it.
How do I know what will sound right?
You experiment. You try things. You record. You play it back next to the picture. If it matches, you keep it. If not, you try something else. Foley is a discovery process. The bin of weird objects grows over time. Every new project adds new items. The studio fills up.
She gestures at the bin. The student looks. The bin is full of things that do not, at first glance, belong together. But each one, in the right hands at the right moment, becomes a sound the ear believes.
That is the practice. The sound is the sound. Trust the ear, not the source. Footsteps are not always shoes. Horses are not always horses. Leaves are sometimes corn husks. Bones are sometimes celery. The ear cares about the sound. Find the sound. The picture will believe.
The student leans over the bin. They pick up the leather strap. They snap it gently against the workbench. The sound is sharp, leathery, percussive. They listen. They think about scenes where that sound might fit. The Foley mind opens. The studio begins to feel like a sound library, not a faking place. The ear holds the truth.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14.
Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever.
Curriculum aligned to National Core Art Standards.
Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.